Another Travel World Report with Willem Backus,
Stephen Pickford,
and Good Eats in the Salisbury, Massachusetts, north of Boston area. I had a terrific meal at the Hungry Traveler restaurant in Salisbury.
You certainly were a hungry traveler, Willem.
One of the most delicious, juiciest prime rib that I have ever had.
You asked for the finest and largest cut, and you certainly received it.
Oh, delicious. And if you like ice cream at all, there's no better place than Hodgie's Ice Cream in Amesbury.
Amesbury, Mass. Was the carriage capital of America at the turn of the century between the 1800s and 1900s. It could have been the Detroit of the carriage world, and there's a carriage museum there. It brings back that wonderful time of Victorian elegance. That's in Amesbury, Massachusetts, but you're going to work up that appetite. Spend it under the tall pine trees at Hodgie's. Pete Hodge and his family and friends will welcome you.
Oh, that ice cream is so delicious. They make it as homemade. And one of the other favorites that's nearly at the end of the summer is apple pie ice cream. They actually sit there and bake fresh apple pies and cut it into the most delicious vanilla ice cream. Other places that are great to eat. When you're at Salisbury Beach, you don't even need to leave the beach to have Good Eats, because there's the Hobo Cafe with Chef Howie, recently established on Salisbury Beach. He's a genuine gourmet chef and cooks amazing breakfasts and lunch for reasonable prices.
Just down the road, further south in the north of Boston area, is the home of the fried clam, where the fried clam was invented in Essex, Woodman's. And they line up outside the door to get those fried clams and other great seafood delicacies. All family priced, because this is a destination that caters to the family traveler.
Join us again on another edition of Travel World Reports